He said, I intended to do something very bad. I actually wanted to sit now. It was becoming so long. The salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The thought also came to my mind that I should leave. So long was the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was a daily practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole day he was busy with different affairs of the ummah. In the night he would seclude himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the duration of the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith also explaining how the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And Hudhayfata radiallahu anhu qal, Sallaytu ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhat laylatin faftatahal baqara. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he's saying, I performed the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started with Surah Baqara. He started his tahajjud salah with Surah Baqara. فَقُلْتُ يَرْكَوْ عِنْدَ الْمِئَةِ So I said in my mind that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll go down into ruku after 100 ayat. That is what I thought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was healing so long. So I thought maybe after 100 ayat he'll go into ruku. فَقُلْتُ يُصَلِّي بِهَا فِي رَكَعَةٍ فَمَضَى Then I thought to myself that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, maybe he'll finish the surah in 2 rakats. So long he's reading Surah Baqarah, I thought maybe in 2 rakats he will finish Surah Baqarah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, فَقُلْتُ يَرْكَعُ بِهَا Then I said to myself, okay, he's still reading Surah Baqarah and he's going on so long with it. Maybe after 1 rakat he'll finish Surah Baqarah. He made 2.5 siparas. So I thought to myself, maybe after this 1 rakat he'll finish Surah Baqarah. ثُمَّ افْتَتَحَ النِّسَاءَ فَقَرَأَهَا After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished Surah Baqarah, he started the next surah, Surah Nisa. Still didn't go into ruku, showing how long the Salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ افْتَتَحَ آلِ إِمْرَانِ فَقَرَأَهَا Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ثُمَّ افْتَتَحَ آلِ إِمْرَانِ Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he started the next surah, Surah Ali Imran. Already gone now, he already gone about 4 siparas. Surah Nisa is in the 4th sipara. Then Surah Ali Imran. So already about 4 siparas he has covered in this hadith. فَقَرَأَهَا يَقْرَأُ مُتَرَسِّلًا And how was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading? Explaining what was the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it was slow, it was calculated, it wasn't like he was racing. How our tarawih style is sometimes in some masjids, people race. It wasn't like that. It was slow, it was measured, it was a calculated reading of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ فِيهَا تَسْبِيح سَبَّحَ If there was any ayat that required the tasbih, praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِسُؤَالٍ سَأَلَ Any ayat asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would ask. وَإِذَا مَرَّ يَتَعَوَّزُ تَعَوَّذَ If any ayat seeking the refuge and protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would ask for protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ رَكَعَ Then only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine. About 4 siparas he read, then he went into ruku. And then Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu goes on to explain, فَجَعَلَ يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ فَكَانَ رُكُوعُهُ نَحْوَ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ His ruku was so long, as almost as long as the length that he stood up in salah. So as long as he was standing, that's how long his ruku was. ثُمَّ قَالَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ ثُمَّ قَامَ طَوِيلًا قَرِيبًا مِمَّا يَرَكَعَ Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up from ruku for so long, close to what he had stood in ruku. Imagine how long he stood up after ruku. Then he explained, ثُمَّ سَجَدَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sajda, وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى سجده هي سبحان ربي الأعلى فكان سجوده قريبا من قيامه رواه مسلم and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sajda was close to his standing for as long as he stood before that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sajda was as close to him shows how patient what a beautiful salah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الصلاة أفضل قال طول القنوت رواه مسلم جابر رضي الله عنه says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask which salat is the most virtuous Rasulullah meaning in other words what type of salat what quality should be salat to make it the most virtuous so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said طول القنوت that salat with the longest standing position that's salat with the longest standing position what it means here is naturally if the person is standing the longest that will be the salat that he reads the most amount of qirat. So the most amount of qirat he reads, that will make it the most virtuous salat. So The person should try and read long qirat, as long as he knows. If he doesn't know long qirat, then no problem. Then what part he knows, then a person can read more rakats. And if a person has got a fixed pattern in terms of his tilawat that he makes, then he should try and complete that pattern of his tilawat that he makes in his tahajjud salat. And also his other nafil salat, he should try and complete that amount. For a person that doesn't know so much, it won't matter now. Instead of him reading long rakats, he doesn't know so many, he can increase his rakats. But for the person that knows long qirat, the better thing for him to do is, instead of reading short rakats and increasing the number of rakats, he should rather read long qirat, long rakats, instead of reading many short rakats. But the person who doesn't know long qirat, then he can read many short rakats to cover up and give him a long duration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that quality that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had: patient, stood up at night, with what beauty in his salat, and what trouble he would take to stand for so long. And the hadith we did, that the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would actually become swollen. Sometimes we in our heart we complain that some fajr is so early, tahajjud is so early, it is so difficult. When we put the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us, then we realize how easy it can become. Our tahajjud is so short. Imagine the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.